This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
This week I'll be cruising from Pemaquid heading east. I'm cruising in our research vessel, which is a 22-foot open sailboat. I love this boat. It's a draskum and longboat. I can pitch a tent between the masts and spend the night at anchor very comfortably on board, sleeping on the floorboards. So I launched this morning. Today is July 29th, 2025. And I launched this morning in Pemaquid Harbor and rounded Pemaquid Point, and currently I'm in Muskungus Bay heading east. I've got maybe a 8 to 10 knot breeze from the south, and so I'm cruising along on a beam reach. Maine has thousands of islands off of its coast, and a lot of them are concentrated in this part of the coast that I'll be sailing in over the next week. There's thousands of islands, and it's actually difficult to come up with a number. There are so many, and it depends upon your definition of what an island is. And that's why there is no firm count of how many islands there are. You know, there's some islands connected at low water, and at high water, they're broken into 3 or 4 islands. But connected at low water, and even on a smaller scale, there may be rocks that are completely surrounded by water at high tide, although clearly associated with, you know, an adjacent ledge connected to it most tides. And so that definition gets so complicated, it's hard to come up with a number. So I'm off Muskungus Bay, so it's east of Pemaquid Point. And folks may know this bay because of Eastern Egg Rock, and there's a seabird colony on Eastern Egg Rock that National Audubon Society manages. And they may have heard of it. They may have taken a boat trip around that island. As a biologist, I have been around Muskungus Bay a fair bit over the years. Mostly in winter, I've done winter surveys for harlequin ducks and purple sandpipers over a lot of the coast. I've done some island botanical surveys on small islands in Muskungus Bay as well over the years. That's the other reason I get out to these islands. So I'm far enough offshore, I'm not in amongst all the islands. There are a fair number of islands in Muskungus Bay.
I'm in an anchorage near Tennant's Harbor, anchored for the night. Had a wonderful sail today. That was a bunch of common terns feeding in the area. There's also been a bunch of cormorant. You can see the fish jumping. Cormorants diving down and chasing the fish, and fish jumping out of the water. There's actually a bunch of black guillemots here as well in this little harbor this evening.
It is July 30th, day 2 of the cruise east from Pemaquid Point. And I'm just entering the Mussel Ridge Channel, which is south of Rockland Owl's Head area. And it's kind of a narrow channel with mainland on one side and a group of islands and ledges on the other. There's just enough wind to keep the sails partially filled. But as I'm drifting around, I just noticed a group of eider. And there were 2 female eider and 4 young of the year. And that's typical of eiders. You can actually get a whole ton of females in a really large group of young. There's some boats coming along, and the channel's quite narrow, so I should pay attention here.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.